Hi, all Yes and I Am-ites, or whatever we're calling our listeners. I'd just like to say welcome back after our brief, long holiday break since November. Also, this episode contains a lot of edits and such because we had a little bit of technical difficulty, wiping off a little bit of the rust since we've been gone. But I think it still came out pretty all right. It's a really fun episode, and I'm excited to see what you guys think of it. And with that, here's the show. And welcome again to the Yes and I Am podcast, the podcast where we learn about people. I'm Aaron Max, and today's guest I'm super excited about. We're starting this new year with a bang. This is the first episode back from our little break we took, and we've got a very special guest. I'm talking about a three-time NBA champion. I'm talking about the greatest basketball player in the world. I'm talking about someone who just celebrated his 33rd birthday. I'm talking about Mr. LeBron James. Thank you for coming here today.
No problem. Glad to be sitting down and show you my presence.
What brings you to New York?
You know, just it's a little colder here, and I felt like training in a cooler environment while still having access to, you know, modern life. So I figured, hey, two birds, one stone, New York City.
Did you do anything special for your birthday? I know it falls right next to New Year's, the 30th. I can imagine, like, it's got to be a pretty crazy time for you.
It's a very exciting time. Normally, what I do is right after the ball drops, because I've been sleeping in my hyperbaric chamber to, you know, get my body ready. All the major New Year's Eve parties then merge on a secret location that I've had, and we just have a great time.
Oh, okay. So all the parties show up to your hyperbolic chamber?
No. The hyperbaric chamber, that's for me to just, you know, prepare myself. It's like, oh, get in a nice physical, mental state to party, because I party very hard, and I need to recover from my games. And so I just want, I'm a populist, so I try to have all the people, you know, all the people come to my mansion, or mansion that city happens to be in this time, happen to be a city.
What's your favorite thing about the new year?
It's a time for change. It's a time to set new goals, because I'm consistently breaking my own goals. I'm consistently reaching new goals. And so I'm just like, oh, I need an opportunity to reach even further than I've already came.
Really? Mm-hmm. What was your goal last year? Did you have a New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution was to be the greatest basketball player that's ever existed, and I think I surpassed that goal.
Whoa, you think you're the greatest basketball player that ever existed?
I don't think I know.
Okay. There is a popular opinion about the world that Michael Jordan was the greatest basketball player.
Well, Michael Jordan had a Hitler mustache in a Hanes commercial, so already that's a strike against
him. I mean, Charlie Chaplin also rocked the same mustache.
Charlie Chaplin was pre-Hitler, so that was a Charlie Chaplin mustache when he had it. So that's all I'm saying.
Why can't Michael Jordan call it a Charlie Chaplin mustache? Maybe Michael Jordan wants to get into an acting career and do silent films like Charlie Chaplin.
Hey, I wish him the best on his endeavors, if that's what he's trying to do. But the fact that I and other people on the forums on the internet said, hey, he has a Hitler mustache, not a Jordan mustache, means he didn't
claim. What's a Jordan mustache?
A Jordan mustache is, hey, whatever mustache that he managed to popularize, but he hasn't done that yet.
Okay.
And trust me, one day I will have a mustache and people will be like, hey, are you rocking the LeBron?
You do have a full beard, Mr. James.
That's a full beard, but not a mustache. That means the rest of the beard.
Would you ever shave off the mustache so you have the Amish Abe Lincoln thing?
I would do that one day to challenge myself, you know? Like, some things are too easy in this world when you have such talent that I do. And so if I felt that, hey, what's a life without challenge? Yeah, I'd make myself a little uglier.
Okay, so you say you do stuff to challenge yourself. Mm-hmm. What challenges do you put in your life that you wouldn't normally have to?
A lot of people don't know this, but the last championship that I won, my shoes were made out of lead.
2 years ago, the 2016 championship, mm-hmm. your shoes were made out of lead.
Yeah, the inside was completely lined with lead to weigh down my feet because I didn't want to just go in there and win 4 games in a row. I wanted to make it interesting, not just for America, but for myself.
Okay.
Push the boundaries of what I can
do. So did you pull a stunt like that in this last championship? The 2017 one that you guys unfortunately lost to the Golden State Warriors?
I did. Again, had the lead shoes, but, you know, I'm constantly surpassing all my goals. So I figured, hey, let's take it a step further. Let's line the inside of my veins with lead.
That doesn't sound healthy. You know you can get lead poisoning.
Which I did. I got lead poisoning, and it really hindered my performance to the point that, unfortunately, we lost the game.
Yeah, that's quite unfortunate.
Yeah.
How did you survive lead poisoning? Like, did you get, like, dialysis or something?
No, this was another place where I wanted to push and challenge myself. Because, obviously, you know, I have access to great healthcare. Unfortunately, many Americans don't, but I do. I have blue check healthcare.
Oh, blue check. I've heard good things about them.
Yeah, blue check. I mean, like, it's people who have blue checks by their name get access to better things, which includes healthcare. And then there's a second level of verification on Twitter that only I shouldn't even be talking
about. Well, what is the second level? Because I know there's been a lot of controversy about people with the blue check mm-hmm. not deserving a blue check and being like, oh, because they have the blue check, it means Twitter endorses them.
Yeah, which it does.
Wait, even the Nazis?
Yeah, we live in a capitalist society, which I benefit from greatly. I completely submit to. I fucking love it. And, yeah, I mean, get you money, get a check, and that's an endorsement. Okay. The true winners of this system are the ones who just fully embrace the system we're in, which is capitalism.
All right, so followers are
buy my important. Shoes.
Wait, buy your shoes? Okay. Okay. Moving forward.
Yeah.
So, you survived lead poisoning.
Yeah.
You wanted to challenge yourself again mm-hmm. In this new year. You guys, right now, in the NBA standings, you guys aren't doing hot. You guys are usually in first place, but currently in first place right now is the Boston Celtics, which yes. Have your former teammate on them, Kyrie Irving,
mm-hmm.
who decided to leave this offseason.
Yeah.
How was that?
How was that with him leaving?
Yeah, him deciding that he wanted to be traded to another team.
Well, what it comes down to, because as we all know, Kyrie is a flat earther.
Yes.
And I'm a man of science.
Oh.
And I couldn't allow that type of ideology, that type of weak-minded thinking spread to the rest of my team, to the rest of my city. So I said, you have two options. You can submit to the current scientific order, or you can get the fuck out of my city.
Wow. Those are strong words from a voice like yours. So Kyrie's flat earther theory...
Yeah.
Cause controversy in the locker room? Was he convincing other players to believe in the flat earth theory?
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen Malcolm X, that Denzel was in, which he snubbed for
the
an Oscar.
The Spike Lee film. Yeah.
But there's a moment where outside of a church there are multiple preachers preaching their different gospels, their different ways to prosperity. Malcolm's up there, several civilized leaders from the past are up there. Jesse Jackson's up there when he was fat as hell. And they're all competing. And Malcolm X obviously has the right way to go, myself being Malcolm X in this allegory. And Kyrie was the fucking charlatan on the other side of the locker room standing there. And he thinks just because he has abs, and just because he has a nice voice and a good beard, that people are going to come to his side. And he was causing discord in the locker
room. Wait, just because he has a nice beard, is there a facial hair envy going on here?
This motherfucker thinks that he's going to that he's going to pull off a Kyrie, that people are going to say they're rocking a Kyrie. No. The hubris in that is ridiculous. That mixed with his I'm sorry I'm yelling. But mixed right. with the scientific paucity that he has. A house divided cannot stand, and he had to go because he was dividing the house.
I mean, It does sound quite heated. Speaking of heated, you played for the Miami Heat.
That's true.
You had quite a similar decision you made in 2010 that Kyrie made this year, where you decided to move to another city to play with another team. Do you blame Kyrie for wanting to move to another city?
I don't think the decision in and of itself to move to another city is completely negative. I mean, I did it. I did it for good reason.
Was it for money?
Yeah. I told you. I will go where the money is.
Well, thank you for being honest.
Yeah, do not confuse what I do for higher ideology, because capitalism is the highest ideology there is. Buy my shoes. But Kyrie, this motherfucker, flat earth. He went because of ideological reasons outside of the capitalist system.
So you think the Celtics are a little more cool about his flat earth theories?
Yeah. Boston has no morals. They don't give a fuck about science. They don't give a fuck about capitalism.
I mean, Harvard's in Boston. They have a very well-lauded...
And you know what they do? They put walls up to keep all those other people out.
Other people?
You know what I'm talking about.
Bostonians?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. I mean, Boston's one of the top college cities in the nation. They have so many universities. And you're saying, like, each and every one of them is, like, not well-educated? Or
those specific places are well-educated. Mm-hmm. But they have very high tuition rates. They have walls. They have social norms. So that only the cream of our capitalist nation can rise. So we keep the underclass out.
So you're saying you would never play for Boston?
I would never play for the city of Boston. If these higher institutions had their own teams, I'd play for a Harvard. I'd play for an MIT.
Well, you never went to college.
I never went.
Yeah, you were drafted right out of high school.
Yeah.
What was that like? Do you feel like you missed out on the college experience?
Sometimes when I'm sitting in my room and look at all the gold bars and loose tigers and... Not at all, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. I mean, what would I do in college?
I don't know, learn. You seem to be a man of science.
I am a man of science.
Could have gotten a degree.
But I brought up Malcolm X earlier. He didn't go to college. He learned everything he knew in prison. So if my hero can do all that in prison...
Where would you do it, then?
Where would I do it?
Yeah, because when you're in prison, you have a lot of time on your hands. You seem to be spending all your time training for basketball.
I do my thing during games. People don't know this, but sometimes during games, the eyes you see are not mine. That is merely a cover, and I have contacts that highly developed that it's like an Oculus Rift just for me. So I'm playing basketball whilst studying the great American authors, whilst studying history.
Oh, great American author. Who's your favorite?
Favorite American author, far and away. Gloria Steinem.
Gloria Steinem?
Gloria Steinem. Your boy's a feminist.
Wow, that's impressive. Mm-hmm. I did not see you as a Gloria Steinem enthusiast.
That's because your mind hasn't been expanded. I mean, people think feminist and they don't think 6 foot something man, LeBron James, but...
6 foot 8.
6 foot 8. I don't think of petty things like that. It's a masculine, that's a toxic masculinity to care about body size and physique. It's more about the internal.
So have you started thinking about yourself and your life after basketball? I mean, you're 33 now, mm-hmm. So you've reached the hump. Like, 30 is always the hump year of a professional athlete's career. It's like you have your career before 30, and then you have your career after 30. Now that you're after 30, have you thought about what's next for you?
Yeah, I've been thinking about expanding the reach, expanding the brand, buy my shoes, going into the political sphere.
Like the political sphere.
The political.
Now, here on Yes and Then, we try to avoid politics because, 100%. You know, because they get a little depressing.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
In the current world we're in.
Yeah.
But would you want to, like, run for president?
No, not at all. That's small fry.
Small fry?
I'm talking about ruling it all.
Ruling it all? Like, world domination?
World. I wouldn't call it domination. I would call it presiding over the world.
Now, we've had guests on before, guests like Hans Zimmer and stuff, that very much talked about the Illuminati. mm-hmm. and its prevalence in our society and how they kind of pull the strings. Are you also part of the Illuminati?
Formerly part of the Illuminati.
Wait, how does one get out of Illuminati?
I simply walked out the front door. I didn't like the way they prepared shrimp at the meetings, and I put in several complaints, and they didn't change. And so I just said, I'm leaving.
Wow.
This is beneath me.
That seems very in line with what Han said of the Illuminati very much being almost like a workers' union.
Yeah, it's much... We control a lot of things, but it's very casual vibe at the club. There's a lot of, you know, shrimp cocktail, Mai Tais, chatting over...
So what was wrong with the shrimp that it made you leave?
I personally like it when it's slightly burnt.
And wait, shrimp cocktail that's burnt?
Slightly. Like, have you ever had pizza that has small, like, burnt segments of it? And that adds a particular texture and flavor to the overall pizza?
I don't like the charcoal flavor, though.
See, your palate has not been developed. Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Are you verified on Twitter?
I am not verified on Twitter. I mean,
see,
that's true.
Yeah, you don't have access to the same things that we have access to.
Although I'm sure there's plenty of famous chefs out there that don't appreciate the burnt pizza that you enjoy.
And once I'm presiding over the world, those people shall be dealt with.
So let's play a little bit here in this space. You're the presiding over the world. What would you put in? What would you enact as leader of the world?
Firstly, at the end of every month on payday, part of the tax would be, of course, buy my shoes.
Okay.
So it'd be.
So everyone would wear your shoes.
You don't have to wear them, but you do have to buy them.
Okay. So how would you make sure that everyone owns a pair of your shoes?
I mean, you have Bezos on here, right?
Yes.
Alexa's in every home.
It's true. And I mean, and most people are Amazon subscribers, so if they buy them on Amazon, I'm sure that's easy to track.
Yeah, so we have tabs. I have the infrastructure to be aware of the purchasing habits, speaking habits of everyone who currently exists in the first world. And trust me, Alexa's will be shipped off to the most remote parts of the planet soon.
Okay.
So the end goal of Amazon is to have an Alexa in the Amazon with every forgotten tribe.
Wow, so it's kind of creating a kind of network where people's smart homes are kind of monitored?
Yeah, exactly.
So, would you kind of be, like, using kind of, like, a populist thing where it's, like, if everyone's doing something, would you, like, sway that way? Or would you go against the populist notion? Because you can definitely take a poll from a large number of people that way.
I don't want to force anyone to do anything. Right?
Okay.
Like my...
Except for buying your shoes?
Yeah. Look, I don't want to force people to do things, but certain things you have to, which is just buy shoes. But besides that, I want to influence the culture so that you want to do what I want you to do. And so that's why I play basketball. Now, I've gained so much influence through my skill and through my just general presence in the sports world and through culture and entertainment. And so now I hope to use that influence to get inside your brain.
Okay. Now, who do you think will be your biggest challenge to overcome in order to, like, achieve your goal here?
Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
I don't like him as a teammate, but I do respect his abilities on the court. And I've seen the man speak. I've seen him speak in the locker room, and I've seen...
Yeah, he's a great leader.
Yeah, he's a great leader. Great abs, great beard. I have to admit.
Wait, okay, speaking of beards, I because you keep bringing him up. What do you feel about James Harden's beard?
I think it's sexy.
Oh, okay.
I truly do. Like, it's full, and it's masculine, but he's also playful. You know,
so he. It's very long.
It's very long, but it's almost cartoonish.
It's true.
So
do you think people would recognize him if he shaved it?
Hell no. Well, he's a giant, but what does his face look like?
I don't know.
Right? Like,
he's had it his whole professional career.
What the fuck does this man's face look like? I don't know. I don't know if people would recognize him.
But you don't find his beard intimidating?
I don't. I think there can be. I'm not intimidated by it. It's something. It's different, but I'm not scared of difference.
Okay. Do you think beards are going to come out of style soon?
I think beards are in a bubble right now, and the bubble will burst. I hope we don't go back to clean shaven, because that's just a hassle.
Oh, I'm sorry. For our listeners out there, I am clean shaven.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad look. I'm just saying it's difficult to shave every day.
It is, and you get ingrown hair.
Exactly. It's just...
I feel like there needs to be a solution for, like, stuff like that. Like, how have we gone so many years with shaving and still have no solution to, like, ingrown hairs and, like, razor burn?
I think it keeps you grounded, you know, just reminds you of your humanity. It's like, shit, we've developed all this amazing technology and Alexa in every home, yet I still break out. I'm still a human being.
Yeah. And that's important. It's embarrassing as an adult, you know?
A little bit.
Like, you got, like, oh, I got a little ingrown hair zit. Like, I feel like I'm 14 again.
Yeah. But, you know, you gotta embrace all your faults in addition to your blessings. And so, ingrown hair, when I see that, well, I don't see that because, you know, I'm LeBron James. But I think when you see an ingrown hair, you just gotta be like, hey, I'm a human being, and it's okay that not everything's top shape. We can't all be like our great leader.
All right. Well, if you don't mind, LeBron, I want to move into some speed round questions.
Cool.
The first game we're gonna play, have you ever played the game Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm gonna list three names, and you tell me which category each goes into. First name, Michael Jordan. Okay. Second name, Kobe Bryant. Third name, Shaquille O'Neal.
Off the bat, fuck Michael Jordan and whatever his weird attempts at mustache growth are. Fuck him.
What if he had, like, a Langston Hughes, like, pencil mustache? Do you think that would work for him?
Actually, I'm picturing it, and I do think it would.
Yeah, I think you have to smile a lot with the pencil mustache, or they don't work.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be, like, 60s Motown kind of deal.
Yeah, and also, I think it would go well with his gambling addiction, and so he would look cool and proper at the blackjack table with that mustache, like, oh, yes, a man from the 40s.
All right. So, fuck Michael Jordan.
Fuck Michael Jordan. Marry Shaq, because he's, like, super lovable, and that's a face I could come home to every day.
He seems funny.
Seems funny. And he's, like, he's simple man and easy to dominate, which is important to me.
So you need someone that you can master.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
That's killing Kobe.
Killing Kobe?
Yeah, you're going to kill the Black Mamba?
I'm going to kill Kobe. I'm going to kill the Black Mamba. Because, you know, he is recently retired.
Yeah.
And I don't want him to do anything to tarnish his legacy.
I mean, other than he's already done?
Other than his rape accusation.
I mean, he did change his number, and they did retire both numbers.
But he's still, Jesus, he's still regarded in society as a pretty great player, and he's going to do something worse, and he's got to die before he does. So,
I mean, that's fair.
This is a mercy kill for him.
Yeah, no, you don't want some more Cosby accusations coming out about Kobe.
Yeah, you can't let a human being with that type of ego exist in the world without a distraction like basketball.
Fair enough. All right. Well, now we're going to move into the word association segment of our show. Basically, I'm going to say a word, you tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Basket.
Balls.
Ball.
Basket's the clown.
Hoop.
There it is!
Gold.
Oh, Brockhampton.
Win.
Every day.
Science.
Of paramount importance.
Lose.
I don't know the definition.
Future.
Rick and Morty.
The greatest.
God.
All right. Well, that's about all we have time for today, LeBron. Is there anything you want to say to our listeners before you go?
I would say keep head up, stay strong, And when I eventually come to preside over this great earth, let it happen. And buy my shoes.
All right. Thank you again, LeBron, for coming out here today. And thank you all for listening. And we will see you all next time. Thank you again for listening to the Yes and I Am podcast. This podcast has been completely improvised, so instead of having the actual LeBron James here, it has been my buddy Randall Otis. How's it going, Randall?
Hey, it's going great. I wish I had a pair of LeBron shoes. I cannot buy them.
Yeah, no, they are quite pricey. But yeah, thank you, Randall, for coming out here.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, how much do you know about LeBron?
I know very little. If it's not just like mainstream pop culture news on like the Kanye level or like with Kyrie being a flat earther.
With Kylie Jenner.
Actually, like, I know mostly about Kyrie Irving because he dated Kalani, who's this R&B singer who I follow.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. So
I don't know who Kalani is.
Exactly. So how much you know about Kalani is how much I know about all these people.
But I'm sure you know more about these
people. I know more about LeBron James.
Yeah, no.
I like LeBron.
Kylie Jenner's getting involved with the NBA with Blake Griffin, right?
Damn, really?
Like Blake. I think he's with... Is he with Kylie or Kendall? He's with one of the two of them.
Oh, man, dude. Blake, I'm pulling for you, man. You can get out of this tailspin. You're a good guy. You make funny commercials.
Yeah, no, the Kardashian curse. It ruins athletes' careers.
They are as bad for black men as fucking the crack epidemic.
Wow. That is really strong. Is this part of your set?
Not at all. Everyone they touch, they have ruined.
I mean, Kanye's still kind of doing all right.
He's doing decent, but, ooh, man, he's gone full head spin.
I mean, Lamar Odom, though, is the prime example.
Didn't he die?
No, he didn't. He went into a coma.
Oh, well, hey, you know what else puts you in a coma? Fucking crack.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what put him in a coma.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, dude, the metaphor has met reality.
He was doing drugs and hookers in Vegas and got into a coma.
You know what? I can't put that on his wife or girlfriend. You know, that's all him. But not the biggest Kardashian fan.
Yeah, no, that's a fair. They're not the greatest. Anyways, do you have anything to plug before you head out?
Mostly just my handles, Randall Otis TV on like Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And then I'm in a film group called Curve Filmmakers. You can check out on YouTube or Google us. And then I got a YouTube channel, Randall Otis TV. And then I just perform stand-up all over. But if you follow any of those things, then you can check me out.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Our theme music is done by the artist Regulus. It's his song Yarning. You can go find him on SoundCloud. Also, if you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet, what are you waiting for? It helps us with visibility and it helps more people find the show, so go over and do that. Also, you can find us on Instagram. We're at YesAndIAm, and you can find little photos and stuff that correspond with this week's show. All right, well, that's about all we have time for today. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you all next time.